A recent Vermont Supreme Court decision highlights the ongoing tension around protecting speech, even when it's potentially threatening or hateful. Last week, the court overturned the conviction of a man who put Ku Klux Klan flyers on the Burlington homes of two women of color. The court said the state did not prove the action met the threshold of threatening behavior. VPR's Liam Elder Connors explains.
In 2015, two women found the flyers at their homes. None of their neighbors had gotten them. The flyers showed a robed Klansman holding a burning cross and the phrase, "Join the Klan and save our land." Police arrested and charged William Shank with two counts of disorderly conduct. He pleaded guilty, but the Supreme Court overturned his conviction. That doesn't sit right with Jabari Jones, a spokesperson for Black Lives Matter of Greater Burlington.
Do they have to tie the note to a rock and throw it through their window and then throw a Molotov cocktail at it? Like, how obvious does the threat have to be to be taken seriously, particularly, it seems, if it's threats against people of color?
In its decision, the court said prosecutors didn't prove that Shank's actions went far enough under Vermont's disorderly conduct statute to be a threat. Jared Carter is an assistant professor at Vermont Law School. He's also an occasional commentator on VPR. Carter said the state had to prove that Shank's actions, leaving the flyers, constituted an immediate threat to the two women.
And that since the activities here were primarily speech, the delivery of some flyers, heinous flyers, but speech nonetheless, the state, as a matter of fact and a matter of law, could not meet its burden of proof.
The state argued that given the KKK's history of violence, and because the individuals who got the flyers were people of color, Shank's conviction should stand. VPR couldn't reach the two women who received the flyers, but according to court records, both said the incident scared them. One said, based on the history of the KKK, she feared for her safety. Jones, with Black Lives Matter of Greater Burlington, says the court's decision ignores the KKK's extensive history of violence and intimidation.
And so if we can't look at white supremacist terrorist speech in that context, then what we're doing is actually reinforcing and upholding white supremacist violence.
But the American Civil Liberties Union of Vermont says it's a matter of protecting all free speech. Staff attorney Jay Diaz says in this case, the speech isn't a threat.
You know, when you have a hate group doing things like this and people are afraid, how do we reconcile that with our longstanding traditions of free political speech?
The group filed a brief supporting the dismissal of Shank's charges. And Diaz says the KKK is a hate organization, and the ACLU condemns its actions.
However, we want to be careful not to allow the criminalization of speech that gets to political issues. Our country has a long history of criminalizing political speech for organizations that we support, such as the NAACP and many others. So we want to be very careful with that because the First Amendment, in the end, protects everybody.
Protecting free speech and protecting individuals is difficult for courts, says law professor Jared Carter.
The Vermont Supreme Court has decided to deal with this case on simply interpreting the statute rather than reaching these bigger questions of how far can we limit speech? Is this particular activity by Mr. Shank constitutionally protected or not?
Carter says those questions are left for another day. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.